I'm David Brancaccio. After the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, there are calls from around the country to defund the police, as some protesters put it. This is about shifting big money into programs that improve the livelihoods of and investing in communities of color. The Los Angeles Police Protective League, which represents LAPD officers, said cutting that much funding on the scale proposed would be, quote, dangerous. Marketplace's Nova Safo is in Southern California with more. Nova, what are LA city officials actually proposing to do here?
Well, it's been an extraordinary scene there. Thousands of protesters outside City Hall yesterday while LA Mayor Eric Garcetti was announcing $250 million in cuts across all departments, a large portion, $100 to $150 million, from the police department. Here's what Garcetti said about where that money is going.
So we could invest in jobs, in health, in education, and in healing. And that those dollars need to be focused on our Black community here in Los Angeles, as well as communities of color and women and people who have been left behind for too long.
Now, the cuts amount to at most 8% of the LA Police Department's existing $1.86 billion budget.
Los Angeles appears to be the first big city to make a move in response to these protests. Do we know more about how other cities are responding?
There's been a range. Just this week, the mayor of Philadelphia proposed increasing the police budget. In Minneapolis, the school district canceled its security contract with the police department there. And over in Austin, Texas, later today, we're expecting protesters to urge city officials to essentially do something similar as Los Angeles is proposing.